so that everyone who believes in me might have eternal life.
The Lord be with you.
A
reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. What's the big is a long one here, very long. Since the Passover was near, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. He found in the temple area those who sold oxen, sheep, and doves, as well as the money changers, seated there. He made a whip out of a cord and drove them all out of the temple area with the sheep and oxen, and spilled the coins of the money changers and overturned the tables. And to those who sold doves, he said, "Take these out of here," and stopped making my father's house a marketplace. His disciples recalled the words of the scripture, "Zeal for your house consumes me." At this, the Jews answered and said to him, "What sign can you show us for doing this?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews said, "This temple have been made under construction for 46 years, and you will raise it up in 3 days?" But he was speaking about the temple of his body. Therefore, when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and he came to believe the scripture and the word Jesus had spoken. While he was in Jerusalem for the Passover, many began to believe in his name, but he saw the signs he was doing. But Jesus would not trust himself to them because he knew them all. He needed no one to give him testimony about human nature. He himself understood it well. The Gospel of the Lord. According to John, Jesus had been in Jerusalem for Passover for 3 times, but the other gospel just only once. No matter how, Jesus was annoyed by the people making the house of the Lord a marketplace. He drove them out. Surely it's not out of anger. It's out of anger, but not just to soothe his anger, but to give him a teaching. The house of the Lord must be respected. So, for us, also a lesson. Of course, we presume the house of God is the church, it's here. Respect. But more than that, Jesus made your temple for his body. They asked for the sign. What sign you give that you can kick out those merchants? But he said, "My signs, this temple, in 3 days I will rebuild it." So the disciple understand that was about his body. So we are his temple. So what would Jesus say to us if our temple is dirty? Is not clean? What would Jesus tell us? It's wonderful. Jesus didn't repeat all these things. He just say once and for all. He never repeated and repeated all the time, telling people not to sell things in the temple. Just once. So Jesus is kind to us. If Jesus didn't scold us yet, doesn't mean he's happy with us. If we make our temple, our body, a marketplace, a place not for worship, but for secular things. We are made in his image. That's very important. We are made in his Blessed Trinity, the image of the Blessed Trinity. In a particular way, when we baptize, we're reborn in him with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We are blessed. So we have to keep our temple clean. And Jesus won't repeat all the time what we have to do. I think this is also one of the things that the parents have to learn from Jesus. Say once, you mean it and you mean it. Many times we repeat. Of course, the teaching, why did you do that yesterday and still you do it today? Jesus never repeat these things. Today, you're wrong, it's wrong. Tomorrow, a new day. Don't repeat. Jesus never scolded people, why do that yesterday? Now, you know, Jesus, you can see the word of Jesus is very simple. But from eye to eye, word to word, Jesus is faithful to us. He wants us to learn from him simplicity, truthfulness, and true love. What is love? We have all the patience. That means to say, when we don't have patience, we are not really in love. Jesus did this in the temple. It's not because it's our patience. It's not the patience. Just a teaching. Don't tell you yourself, Jesus is also striking the people. Why not me? He's not striking people. He's teaching in a strong way. But we have to learn what's at the back is his love. His teaching. So today, we are all called to follow Jesus. First of all, should have a clean heart. We are his temple. Don't desecrate our body. The Holy Spirit is in us. We don't need much teaching. We know we are wrong or right. If your inner voice, the voice of Holy Spirit, although very weak, but still. Even you shout, it's still there. Even you don't want to hear, it's there. The voice of the Lord is heard always on the right path towards sanctity. We are all called not to be a good person, Many times we hear, you know, the Chinese way says, why we have to believe so many religions, no matter. All religions are teaching us just to be a good person. It's not true. This is our Chinese philosophy. Don't believe that. We are all called to be like Christ, to be a saint. You have to be perfect as God the Father is perfect. Some person asked Jesus when they have the kind of inspiration, Jesus, why? Is it possible to be a saint? To be holy as God the Father is holy? Jesus repeated, yes. What I say, yes, is yes. This is all our temptations make us think we are not worthy. Oh, this is not for us. This is for the consecrated people, for the nuns, for the priests. We are just to be simple, more or less, is okay. That's not okay. Maybe at times when we think, oh, maximum, we go to purgatory. Be careful. If you aim at purgatory, you will go down to hell. You don't have a good conscience. You have to aim at Jesus. Come and follow me. Jesus would. Not follow your will. That's what the Lord's Prayer. Thy will be done, not our will. Even Jesus himself, he put down his will. You know, he prayed after the Last Supper in the garden at Gethsemane. Father, take this cup away from me, but not according to my will, but your will. So we have to learn from Jesus a simple way, a humble way, and believe that you are called to be a saint. Don't desecrate our temple. Not necessary, Jesus striking you and then you change. Jesus, not necessarily. So listen to his call to follow him. So this moment, this period is a time, reflect. And if for years you haven't been confession, make the opportunity to come for confession. It's not the priest who forgive you. It's Jesus himself is waiting. Listen to your inner voice. Do you feel peace? Go ahead. If not, make sure that you reconcile with the church. We are all called to heaven, but we need to live a good life. We all are called, but we have to make effort. Calling means to come. Jesus, come. That means to walk. Not just sit down. That's not come. Come, then you have to stand up. So we need to have this courage. You have heard the parable of the prodigal son. The younger son spent all the money and nothing to eat. Then he thought about his father's house. Then he said, I have to stand up and go back to my father. And I tell him, Father, I sin against God, against you. Please forgive me. Have this sentiment for this period.